There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Teaching on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, another classic opening to the Robert Scott Bell Show this Sunday afternoon or morning, depending on where you are. 5 additional days of the week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 Eastern, 4 to 6 Pacific, and I will be on that time zone Monday through Thursday this week. In Arizona, Phoenix, and Tucson. Three days in the Phoenix area, different health food stores, and we've got them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I think now is a good time as my good buddy Paul heads to the North Georgia mountains with his son, and I got to head out west to the desert to let you know where I will be. Maybe you can bring me a fan to cool me off in the desert there. Where am I going to be super? Now, let me see. I'm looking in the show notes just to remind myself. Here we go. Okay, so tomorrow evening, Healthy Habits Health Foods in Phoenix, Arizona. Healthy Habit Health Foods. And they're also
Say that
Wednesday.
Five times real fast.
Yeah, that's a Healthy Habit Health Foods. Monday the 13th and Wednesday the 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific. We'll be there locally broadcasting live. So it looks like Advanced Medicine and Outside the Box will be from that health food store. Tuesday the 14th is coming up is New Life Health Center in Tucson, Arizona. They're at 4841 East Speedway Boulevard. And then Thursday, wrapping up my trip to the desert, Nature's Health Shop, or Shoppe, S-H-O-P-P-E, the old English way, Nature's Health Shop in Chandler, Arizona. That's 973 West Elliott Road. So come on out and see me. Participate in the live broadcast if you like at these stores and ask your questions. Maybe you got some answers. We'd love to hear from you.
And now, you were asking for fans to bring fans.
Exactly. Fans, can you bring some fans? Cool me off. Actually, I'll probably be running outside to escape the air conditioning because it might be set so low. I just don't know. We'll have to see. And I can handle some heat, but I think it's only going to be around 110. That's not so bad, is it?
Oh, well, just 110. Yeah.
Right. Okay. The 120 to get you.
Oh, yeah. Be different.
Not so bad. Anyway, I wanted to get to the story. I'm going to do that real quick before we get into the FDA and NIH and expensive drugs. Five kinds of food shamers and how to deal with them. This is from Time Magazine, the CIA rag. If you've ever had anyone walk in to your cubicle as you were inhaling a quarter pounder with cheese and say, I didn't know anyone ate fast food anymore. Congrats, you've been food shamed. You know, I used to eat quarter pounders with cheese. I remember those days. I can still taste and smell.
Food shamed. You know, yeah. I poke them in the eye and tell them to get out of my cubicle.
Right. Now, listen, Do I food shame you, Super Don? Do I?
Well.
Okay, oh, well, I mean, I'll teach you about coffee.
Yeah. Well, I remember one day you said, are you GMO or non-GMO today?
Right, exactly. Well, listen, I think most people are GMO whether they want to be or not. There's so much exposure and cross-contamination. But, listen, it's a really rough thing, the food thing, because people are very attached to their diets and habits and their economic considerations. I know all of those things. When I leapt into organic food in the early 1990s, it was for my own survival and my own health. And I never looked back. In other words, I knew what it was doing. I could feel it, and it got me stronger and stronger. So I've never compromised that. And that's hardcore. Now, a lot of folks that know better and eat clean for the most part, they'll still go out and have an occasional food that'll be GMO or pesticide laden. I typically will not because it makes me feel rotten. I don't like to feel rotten. I'm very practical about this. But I'm not going to food shame somebody. My perspective is if you're whatever you eat, bless it with love and thank it, whatever you can do to neutralize some of the nasties in it. I'm not going to say that if you subsist on that 24/7 all the time that that's going to be enough for you, but do it anyway. It's better than being afraid of your food. Now, that's the whole concept of when they call you or me orthorexic about food, right? Because we won't eat the poison, or I won't eat the poison food, what I perceive to be the poison food. I'm not going to embrace the concept of fearing your food either. Although I would recognize cause and effect in bringing things in the body that you might want to counteract. Drink some molecular hydrogen, take some life change tea, do some fulvic acid from Doc Newsom, right? All these things that we know, they're going to impact us, so we can counteract them to some degree. But ultimately, isn't it a good idea if you consider yourself environmentally conscious and aware to not contribute to the environmental degradation by eating food that is grown thanks to largely government subsidies, your taxpayer dollars, to fund the Monsantos of the world to poison the food supply? But I'm still not going to go into your cubicle and make fun of you if you're eating a quarter pounder. That's just not my way. Listen, people have been making fun of me for 25 years. Oh, he's eating bean sprouts and tofu. Well, I've never been a big fan of tofu. But you know how much they tease you about being a health nut. Remember when Dick Gregory said, you know, he lectures on it. He's like, how come they never call you, you know, a cigarette nut or an alcohol nut? No, it's only a health nut, right? If you're into healthy food, you're a health nut.
That's true. Yeah.
And this is kind of what they're counteracting. They're calling us food fascists. You can't eat tuna melt in the office. How about the double, the snack obituary writer? Whoa, I didn't know they still make double stuff Oreos. Hey, buddy, they make organic Oreos. Is that okay? It's okay. It's okay to me. How about the minimalist? You're eating Chipotle? I don't understand that one. Is that like to be a dig on people who eat Chipotle, or it's not? I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure. I mean, listen, yeah. Chipotle has been in the news because they went all GMO, you know, free. So maybe it's a dig on that, like you're being trendy or something.
Mm. And the salad slammer, this one's good. Look at you with your teeny kale salad again. You know what? If somebody's going to shame you for your food, I'm not advocating slapping them around, but slap them around. Not literally. You know what I mean?
Metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically speaking. It's just rude. Don't do that. Just give them the love. Give them the space. And if you want to teach them, hey, share here. Here's my kale salad. You can have some, too, if you like it so much. But you, I know you don't. Well, juice it.
Throw it at them.
Yeah, throw some kale at them. Hey, here's good news, folks. The FDA and this NIH, there's an increased funding bill. Right? We don't have enough money, but let's go ahead and spend some more anyway. The House of Representatives passed a bill Friday that would raise funding for medical research at the NIH and allocate cash so FDA can approve drugs more quickly. This is a disaster. Another layer of the economic disaster, but also the pharmaceutical disaster. That is, the faster they approve drugs, the more you will be forced to take them. Because the government...
Robert, this is a good bill. Didn't you see what the name of it is?
Oh, no, what's the name of it? What is it called?
It's the 21st Century Cures Act. They're actually going to finally cure something.
Jeez, man. What did we talk about last hour with Paul? We already cured things in the 20th century based on cleaning water, cleaning the food, the sanitation.
Yeah, but the FDA has to do it for it to be real.
Right. The Fear and Death Administration has to do it. They need more money. Send us money so we can pass these toxic poisons into your body as fast as possible. This is not good news. Although Public Citizen doesn't like it either. They say the bill is a bad deal for patients at its core. This legislation is a horse trade in exchange for increased funding for the world-renowned NIH. Lawmakers added perks for the pharmaceutical and medical device industries. Hey, look, somebody else acknowledges what we've acknowledged here. This is a giveaway. A dead giveaway. Or a giveaway to the death. To the death? No, to the pain! We're not going to kill you that quickly. We're going to make your pain real. Then we're going to give you the pain-killing drugs that will kill you slowly, but we'll be able to sap you of all your economic strength along the way. In the meantime, the federal government will still say, cannabis, Schedule 1, can't study it, can't use it. In the meantime, my wife, God bless her, has been really functioning because of the cannabis, the CBD from the cannabis, the non-psychoactive, the part that is legal in all 50 states that we get now from Canavest. Canavest.com, CANNAVEST.com. 50% off equivalent for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. Go to Canavest.com, the code RSB50. If it doesn't work, just call them up. There's toll-free numbers all over the site, and they'll get you a buy one, get one free deal. And in fact, I'm going to take some CBD now because I'm getting ready to travel. Ah, it's going to be hot, a little stressed.
Wow. Should we be playing the cannabis update music while you do this?
I was kind of unscheduled, so we don't have to play it at the moment.
All right.
Anyway, so what's going to happen with this bill to fund FDA and NIH? More $1,000 per pill drugs? Hey, remember the $1,000 per pill drug for hepatitis C?
We covered this. Yeah.
Sovaldi,
I mean,
you're
talking $30,000 a month for somebody to be on that.
But it's only a short-term use. Once you're done, you're done. Of course, you're done economically, too. If you can afford it, you no longer can afford anything else. Well, it looks like they've been outdone by another hepatitis C bill by the same company. It wasn't good enough to say $1,000 a pill. We gotta get $1,350 a pill. Not $13.50, but $1,350.
Man, that made headlines. If you remember, we covered that because of the cost, and now they've just doubled down.
Yeah, they have. The sticker price for Harvoni, $1,350 a pill. Harvoni, doesn't that sound like a Zamboni? Like, are they selling this to ice skaters and hockey players? Harvoni for hepatitis C.
Only $1,350. Yes,
right. Now I've argued that hepatitis C isn't even real. At least in terms of its, it's definitely this virus called hepatitis C because we've not even isolated it technically. This is more of the HIV AIDS scam. HIV, not real. Immune deficiency,
wasn't it? It went
real.
A and B, and then they had this, and they were
the
like,
C, right.
What should we call it? I don't even know. This is, C, yeah.
C, that sounds good. C, it sounds like an Elmo commercial. So basically they're saying, well, now you have choices in your hepatitis C regimen. You can pay $1,000 a pill for Sovaldi, or you can pay $1,350 for Harvoni. In either case, it's a short burst, and you'll be all better. But since when is poisoning the body a good mechanism by which you can actually heal from liver toxicity? Because that's what hepatitis C is. It's liver congestion run amok. Liver congestion gone wild. And not the good gone wild. It's not pretty. And it's very dangerous because this focus and protocol of FDA, more money for them. NIH, more money for them. It's to study toxic poison and how it can interact with your life and shorten it. Oh, well, maybe extend it, but not so nicely, miserably. You've got a disease of inflammation of the liver due to toxicity, due to deficiency. No drug synthesized and approved by FDA on planet Earth or any other planet will ever reverse it. You're only going to congest it further and temporarily. You say, oh, look, the count went down. But the patient is dying still. Why? We've got a question of the day. I'll see if I can squeeze it in on Lyme disease. Also, ancestral diets influencing your risk of obesity. Epigenetics, anyone? RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL. See you in the desert. We've got a little bit more to go before then, though.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
By the way, if you are all for Obama and Congress sending more money to FDA, take this into consideration. Obama's new FDA regulations are four times longer than the Bible.
No.
That's right. Four times longer than the Bible. The FDA regulations. Lovely. Right? Because we needed something longer than the Bible to describe what we can and can't do, what we can and can't eat, what we can and can't put in our bodies, drugs, all that. Yeah, that's what we need from Obama's administration now, the FDA. It's his right now until it changes ownership or control. All right, so let's see. What else we got? Ancestral diets we're going to get to momentarily. We do have another question of the day. I played the theme last hour, so I won't jump into that. But this is from Cindy. She says her husband suffers from Lyme disease. That's the Borrelia spirochete, Borrelia burgdorferi, Lyme disease, with babesia as well, a co-infection and peripheral neuropathy. This is also very common in combination. He suffers from extreme pain every moment of his day. We are working with a naturopathic doctor on both because Western medicine doctor says he does not have Lyme and that there is no cure for neuropathy and the drugs they prescribe for him caused him other issues. See, isn't that great? See, Rob, they're smart here to do this, but I mean, think about that. The Western medicine docs, of which the Obama administration is embraced lock, stock, and barrel, previous Republican administrations too, just so for fairness, and yet they deny that this guy even has it. In many cases, they still deny Lyme is real. No cure for neuropathy. Oh, you have to go see a doctor, right? Manage it with the drugs.
Yeah, and that's what they do, especially with neuropathy, because mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I'm having neuropathy. I need you to help me with this. They don't have something that just, like, gets rid of neuropathy. They just mm-hmm. get something that tries to decrease the symptom of neuropathy.
Right.
But destroys doesn't take care of where is it coming from.
Yeah. Destroys your liver and gives you hepatitis C, even though you didn't have to catch it because it's not a virus.
Oh, man, I'm going to get in trouble for that one. He's 55 years of age and has hypersensitivity to a lot of chemical drugs and herbs. That's so common, too. Multiple chemical sensitivities, MCS. Learn about it more from my good friend, Dr. Gloria Gilbert, drgilbert.com or GloriaGilbert.com, I believe. We had her on at the IAC conference in Nashville. So it's difficult because what we need to do to some degree, we know with Lyme disease and Babesia, there is a microbial pathogen burden in the body. How do we want to reduce it? Well, I would use silver hydrosol. I would. But the killing of the bad guys, the enhancement of immunity, would create circulating debris, the dead bodies of the battlefield that have to leave your body. This guy's already hypersensitive to chemical drugs and the herbs because the system has been so corrupted. If it starts coming back to life, it's going to create more symptoms. So you've got to go slowly. You've got to do the things that bring that system back online. Go back and listen to some of our shows with Dr. Daniel Newsom. DrNewsom.com as well, because we've talked about this. How do we modulate the pathways of elimination, open them up safely and gently, yet powerfully? And Doc Newsom knows as well as anybody how to do that. So he's great. Also for the neuropathy, something that you can take right away, and I don't have any concern for sensitivity for the most part. I mean, it might put you to sleep because it'll just relax you so much, is the CBD from the cannabidiol. And this, I would urge you, Cindy, to get in touch with our friends at Cannavest.com, C-A-N-N-A-V-E-S-T.com. And you can get from the mildest to the most potent forms. My wife's using the really strong stuff for her pain. And that will do it without harming your liver in any way. In fact, it seems to be liver protective and neurologically protective and regenerative. So I would say that's a big place to play as far as healing naturally. And, of course, the Lyme, the neutralization. Our friend Erin Elizabeth. Right? She's got the Health Nut. Well, she is HealthNut.com or something? What, Health Nut News, right, Erin?
Right.
And she's overcome Lyme. So she's got even more stories of direct things that can help you out as well for your husband there, Cindy. So I appreciate you asking the question. I do. It's a rough situation. Recover from that. But increase your selenium levels. Increase your probiotics, things like that. The pretty basics, I would say. Now, as far as ancestral issues, ancestral diets can influence your risk of obesity and diabetes. I would almost call it a moment of duh, but it's still so far from most people's normal thinking. But that word normal comes up all the time. Eating a normal diet can make animals obese if their bodies incorrectly store fat. Because a normal diet today is not a healthy diet. It's kind of like when you say you're normal, you're in normal ranges. When your doctor says, oh, you're normal, that doesn't necessarily mean you're healthy. Right? For a woman, for instance, every month to have brutal 2-week menstrual cycles, it's almost normal for some. They say, oh, that's normal, right? Doctors will say that. And then they'll put you on synthetic birth control pills. That's not healthy. It might be normal, but it's not healthy. So going back to what your ancestors ate, good idea. Study up. And it was all clean. And it wasn't genetically modified, I promise you. When we come back, Tabitha Shores, we got an update on medical kidnapping. And oh my gosh, what are they allowing the foster families to do to these kids that are kidnapped? Yeah, another shocker on this. We haven't done in a while. We're going to. Tabitha Shores joins us after the break. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, if you're part of the linguistic police, you probably say, Robert, you were wrong about the whole normal thing. It's the norm versus normal. Okay, take it to your own dictionary. You got the sense of what I was saying, right? I know. But then again, she brought me organic watermelon. Who am I to complain? Anyway, all right, it's back to the discussion of medical kidnapping. We haven't done this in a while. Again, I'll be in Arizona. Hopefully, I'll get to meet our next guest, who we've had on a number of times here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Last time in January, talking about medical kidnapping. Her name, Tabitha Shores, and her family, the Shores family. We've got it linked up. In fact, there's a Facebook page as well. It's linked up right in the messages out to everybody. And Super Don, I mean,
Man, it breaks my heart every time we have to cover these stories, but they get more outrageous as time goes on, it seems.
It does, and like you said, it's been a while. This particular story was one, if you remember, we had like it was this weird string of stories that came along where parents had seven children, and CPS came in and took the seven children. The Shores were the first one that we talked to. Seven children were taken, and the last time that we spoke with Tabitha was back in January when Tabitha had been vocal talking about what was going on with the case, and just like it seems it always happens, the judge slapped a gag order on them because they didn't want them talking about the case. So it's been since January since we've talked to them, and we're getting caught up here to find out what the newest development is in the situation.
Well, Tabitha Shores, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I just wanted you to have you on when the kids are all back and all that, but in the meantime, we've got to continue carrying this story. So what's the latest? Where have you been?
Pretty much since I talked to you guys last, I got contact from pretty much when the officer contacted you guys about the recording of my show or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
She was trying to get recording of the show because I refused to talk to her about my case and everything else because I figured, like, why do you need to talk to me when you have enough evidence or whatever they want to call it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she subpoenaed that, which I don't understand why she needed to subpoena it because it's public record.
Right.
But since then, as you know, I have been gagged. I broke my gag order a couple days after I was gagged for the fact that I was very upset for the fact that they were gagging me because I feel it was because of the corruption that they are doing.
Right.
Since then, I have been getting held in contempt of court for something that I didn't even know about. They're trying to hold me in contempt of court for the prior to the judge slapping a gag order on me. They said that I was breaking my gag order, and I was not aware of my gag order until January 30th. And anyways, you know, so it's like, actually, correction, January 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, pretty much since then, like I said, they're trying to hold me in contempt of court. And I told them, I was like, I will admit to the things that I broke after the gag order was placed, and I was aware of it. So pretty much that's what's going on right now. They're telling me that I am putting my kids at jeopardy because I am breaking my gag order when I know that there's a lot of inconsistencies that the state of Arizona is doing towards my family.
Right.
They're breaking my constitutional rights and much more. And, so pretty much that's what's going on. And then just recently I found out that my kids are going to Mexico.
Whoa, wait a second. Your kids are not in your possession. The state has granted custody to a foster family or temporarily. Is that where they are now?
Correct.
Well, how are they going to Mexico then?
Because a while ago we found out that they filed a motion for my kids to go to Mexico. My attorney has struck all the motions of them going to Mexico. And then we just recently found out that the judge, who we have a new judge now, we went through quite a few of the judges, and he signed off on the order for them to go to Mexico on July 7th.
I don't understand this. They don't want you to do things that are more natural. This is what we've heard in many of the medical kidnapping stories. They don't want people or parents to ask for second opinions of doctors and hospitals. And then the kids are in the ward. They become wards of the state temporarily, hopefully only temporarily, but they're given into the foster system. And foster families are able to petition the court to take them out of the country?
Yep, pretty much, which is actually in violation of the Constitution, 18 U.S.C. 241, which is conspiracy towards rights, and then 18 U.S.C. 1204 is international kidnapping.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They get you on these kinds of issues if you're an actual blood family member, and they say you're on the lam with your own kid because they want to take your kid based on our charges of medical abuse or neglect, which are ill-defined, and of course basically meaning you've asked for second or third opinions of things. This is an extraordinary new level of, I'd say, atrocity in a sense. I mean,
I have never heard anything like this. And Tabitha, is it true? I'm seeing something here about this particular part of Mexico that there might be some concern about safety.
Yeah, the Sonora Desert, where they are going to, the region that they're going to, is very dangerous. The U.S. Marshals and the Mexico Patrol has advised people to not travel in these areas. If they do travel in these areas, they are limited to driving during the day. They cannot drive at nighttime. There's a curfew, and it's very high for sex trafficking of minors, as well as drug cartels. There's a lot of shootings and a lot of brutality.
Man, oh, man. I'm sure your lawyer put this into the motion to deny this kind of thing, right? I mean, you're putting your children potentially in harm's way. Is this foster family from Mexico? Do they know the roads? I mean, is there something about this area that they all say, hey, let's go to Mexico?
Nope, they are not from Mexico. They're going there on vacation.
Vacation? honey, let's go hang out there with the drug cartels. I don't even understand that.
And also, I want to mention a couple things, too. I have a couple friends. One friend is a flight attendant or whatever. She's a stewardess. She goes to Mexico all the time. And, you know, I didn't tell her that it was my kids going. I just explained that it was another family because this is the first time that, you know, I heard about it. She flat out told me, she's like, yeah, Mexico is not a good thing to go to and everything else. She was telling me about how they there's like kind of like pirates down there. Like a lot of the police down there too, like if you're driving in certain areas, they make you stop. Either they jack your car and they jack your stuff, or you have to pay them, and you know have to know how much to pay them to be able to go and be safe. And then another family that I was talking to, which, like I said, I did not say that was my case, but I said it was somebody that I knew, and she was telling me, because this lady is half Mexican, and she's like, I wouldn't even bring my children down there. That's how dangerous it is. And then I could hear her husband in the background saying, dude, I wouldn't even go down there if it was me and my buddies. Let alone, you know, females and minor children.
Sure. Now, listen, Tabitha, I mean, we're not saying that all of Mexico is more dangerous than any other place on the planet. At the same time, there are known areas in any country, and Mexico included, that, especially if you're not a local, but even if you are, there's stuff that goes on there. And your kids, these are your kids. They're not even right now under your own control and protection. They're in foster care in the foster family. Can you imagine taking them out of the country? Again, this is a whole new level of, oh, sure, do what you want, foster families. I mean, and we're not saying all foster families are bad either, but the point is, this is, you know, a case we've been following from the beginning just about, and it just kind of goes to new levels of atrocity and outrage as if they're targeting you for this stuff because you're being outspoken.
Yeah, there's a couple other things I want to mention. I actually have, since this story broke, I have heard from a person that's on the Freedom and Justice for the Shores page, because I'm not an administrator on there, was telling me about this foster mom that was talking, saying that she wouldn't even bring her own children, let alone foster children, down there. And she's like, this is just absolutely absurd. You know, this is ridiculous. This is a safety hazard and everything else. And then my attorney has mentioned that this has never been done in the state of Arizona from her knowledge. Every time that a foster parent asks to bring minor children that are not theirs, that are in foster care, down to Mexico, the judge always denies it. So we're the first case in Arizona that we know of that is allowed to bring our kids, which are foster children, down to Mexico.
Hmm. Absolutely incredible. I sense that this is targeting you because of your outspokenness. You're willing to violate the gag orders as unconstitutional as I perceive them to be as well. And this is the retaliation that occurs in a corrupt system. We've covered a lot of the corruptness within Arizona, and we've had others on to speak of it. There's a federal case moving up outside of Arizona that could put a spotlight on it. And it's not like Arizona's the only state. We've covered medical kidnapping from many states, Connecticut, Illinois, Missouri, different areas. So it's endemic to the medical police state that we have, and child trafficking is involved sometimes in these cases. So we'll continue to speak out on it. But in your case, what can people do to help? We have a link up through medicalkidnap.com to the article on this, and some of the things they encourage you to do are phone calls made to the Arizona Governor, Doug Ducey, 602-542-4331. Asking them to intervene and stop the Shores children from being transported out of the country to Mexico. There are links there to do that. Greg McKay is also the director of Arizona Department of Child Safety. His number is 602-255-2500. Again, we have it linked up as well. And you can talk about the outrage here of allowing foster children to be removed from this country and sent into areas that they may, I don't know. I'm not liking what I'm hearing here, Tabitha.
Yeah, I already flat out told them, because, like, when I found out about this, I posted on the only site that I have, which is Arizona United We Stand Against CPS. Mm-hmm. I posted on there stating, you know, the statues about what they're breaking of the federal kidnapping and, or the international kidnapping and the conspiracy. And I told them on my Facebook, I was like, if you bring my children to Mexico, the U.S. Marshals, the FBI, the Border Patrol, and an area where I think are like all the areas that they could possibly be at, and telling them that they internationally kidnapped my children. And I told them I was going to set out an Amber Alert, and I got an email from my attorney saying that the AG on my case is telling me that I got to take it down.
Really?
Yep.
And based on what law or statute? Did they cite anything, or did they just say you have to take it down?
They said I had to take it down because I'm breaking my gag order, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to break my gag order for this. I won't break it for anything else, but this, I am terrified for my children. What happens if my kids don't come back? What happens if this is a one-way ticket? What happens if my kids get murdered
right
down there?
Raped down there and everything else? Yeah, you can't not speak out on this. It's outrageous that they would deny you your freedom
this
of speech
is crazy
in this regard.
You know, Robert, I'm inclined to make a phone call on behalf of the show.
Yeah. Inquire about it. We'll be investigating in Arizona as well this week. And, Tabitha, I look forward to meeting you and any of the friends and family that are out there supporting you and our effort to regain and retain control over our children until they reach the age of majority when they can go out on their own. Hopefully, battle the bad guys like this and CPS, etc. All right, stick around. We got one more segment to wrap up the show before I head to Arizona, of all places. What about calories through your nose? What does that do? We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Have you ever wondered if you can make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, come on, fans. Bring me some fans. Heading to the desert. Monday and Wednesday, the 13th and 15th, be broadcasting live from Healthy Habit Health Foods in Phoenix, Arizona, 6029 7th Street. Tuesday, a New Life Health Center in Tucson, Arizona. Thursday, the 16th, Nature's Health Shop in Chandler, Arizona. And these are all linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. Look forward to seeing all y'all, connecting with a lot of people that are helping others in health food stores around the country. We love to get out and about from time to time. And if I don't melt, we'll get some good organic food. There's a lot of organic restaurants I see out in Phoenix, Tucson area. So I think I will eat well, Super Don.
You always eat well.
I make sure. It's a priority for
you
me.
You know, you're sitting there eating the tofu and the bean sprouts and stuff.
Right. Just shame me. I had an organic watermelon.
Shame.
I'm such a snob. It was by the way, it was an orthorexic watermelon.
Oh, right? It was. Did you shame the watermelon?
No, it refused to be eaten by anybody who doesn't eat organic watermelon normally. See the snooty organic crops are even that you should. Shame them. Shame them.
That totally reminds me. Did you ever see that commercial? I think it was about like hot wings where the guy was trying to eat the hot wing and the chicken wing like reach out and smack him in the face when he was trying to eat him.
Yeah, but what was the reason for that? I don't recall why. But yeah, that
I
makes
think
sense.
It had something to do with it give him heartburn or something. Or
oh,
I don't know.
Take your Prilosec before, block all stomach acid production.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
by the way, you would have to drink hundreds, if not thousands, of gallons of alkaline water to neutralize stomach acid because it's not buffered. For those of you who think that it neutralizes stomach acid, it doesn't. But if you proton pump inhibit it, you know, that's a different story with those drugs. Not a good idea. All right, we're out of time for that. We got to dive into this, smelling food. Can you vividly remember smells of food, fresh baked bread, or, you know, from childhood? Do you have any of those memories, mental
things like that? I mean, I can kind of recall, you know, what that smells like.
Like you can smell the scent of movie popcorn, right? If I mention that, you can almost smell it, right?
Right.
No? Am I making that up?
I can. No, I got it.
Yale researchers have uncovered a link between a person's ability to vividly imagine pleasant scents and body mass index. I'm not sure I understand this. Is this like those people that say, I smell bread and I get fat? Because I can still smell the quarter pounder with cheese.
It's a very misleading headline because you get the impression that they're saying if you smell food or if you can remember smells of food, that it's going to cause you to gain weight. Well, it turns out that when you get into the study, what it comes down to is they say, well, maybe if you can remember those smells, it might cause you to crave those things, which would cause you to eat them. No kidding.
Right. Duh. So there's no news there, basically. Oh, if you can imagine it, you'll probably eat it. That's the point. Is that right?
Yes. Here's a more interesting part of this, though, because in this article, they have several different topics. One of the things they cover here is where you can live, or where you live may play a role in the colon cancer death rate.
What do you mean? Where you live or where your colon happens
geographically,
to live?
Geographically where you live. They have this new study that's saying that colon cancer deaths have dropped since 1985 thanks to advances in screening, but there's current hot spots in some regions where they're still seeing a higher risk.
I see it here. The lower Mississippi Delta death rate is actually 40% higher than the rest of the country. West Central Appalachia and Eastern Virginia, North Carolina also have higher than average death rates. Colonoscopy intervention, they say it can save lives, right, because they're going to detect it and do stuff to you.
But they don't have an answer as to why here.
No, but if you think about the hot spots like Mississippi Delta, very poor, maybe eating a lot of refined foods, cheap foods that you can get at the snack bar at a 7-Eleven or something, I don't know. I mean, I'm not there, but there's obviously a reason, and it isn't because they're not getting appropriate treatment. Because those who are getting appropriate treatment are also dying of secondary cancers if they're even saved from the initial cancer.
And it could be environmental, too. Who knows what's going on there, right?
Yeah, the mouth of the Mississippi, right? All the pesticides that it carries through the heartland, Midwest, all the glyphosate, all the GMO runoff, all of that resulting in whatever's growing down there. And whatever they're eating down there, whatever they're breathing and drinking down there. Again, toxicologically, what is going on? They can't ask that question because that would impugn the very manufacturers of the very products that are associated with the very companies that we talked about at the beginning of the show today. The global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state except that they can buy your favorite politician, Democrat and or Republican. All right, folks, heading to the desert. And I'll hope to see you in Arizona. We've got a full slate of shows coming up this week, per usual. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. And it's so easy. Click on one of the banners, say thank you, or call them up, say thank you. In the meantime, I got one thing to tell you, and you know what it is. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.